Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Drive to right, and Happ has given the Cubs a 3-0 lead. 0-2 pitch. Shaw, a little flare, center field, a base hit. They'll send Carson Kelly. The throw is going to be cut off. A two-strike base hit by Matt Shaw, and the error comes back to bite Aaron Ashby.
It's a fly ball to center, hit well. Perkins is back at the track, and it is gone.
Comes the pitch to Bush. It's a high fly to right center. Perkins is back onto the warning track, and it is gone. Michael Bush hits another solo homer. It's his fourth home run of this postseason.
It's part of the story, man. You know, sometimes you're going to have to win some big games, and you face some adversity in the postseason. You got to keep going. We played well at our own field. They took care of business here, and go back, get ready for Saturday, and make sure we play well.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited.
More on the Brewers in just a little bit. Craig Karmazin joining us this hour. I'm sure we'll talk about the Brewers with him as well. But the Packers do play this weekend, Chew. And I know when we first discussed, you know, kind of injuries yesterday with Jason, the Packers had the extra practice day on Monday, but then the injury report comes out yesterday. A lot of names on it. But only two did not participate on Wednesday. That number went up a little bit yesterday as both Brandon McManus and, as you pointed out when we talked with Jason, also the left tackle did not practice in the game yesterday in Rasheed Walker. Are we a little bit concerned about this offensive line? I was kind of hoping this offensive line was finally going to start to get healthy. And now, again, the one good thing that the Bengals have defensively is Trey Hendrickson. And as of right now, both of your tackles are not 100%.
I'm not really worried offensively. I mean, it was different when they played the Browns. The Browns are the number two defense in the league.
Yeah, Cleveland, and that front seven's so good,
And their front seven's so good. I'm not concerned. I'm wondering more of how Halfley is going to approach this because I think if the Packers score 17, 20, they win.
Should be enough.
Offensively, it's going to be a three-man show. That's it. And it's going to be a very basic game plan. It's going to be Joe Flacco, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins. That's it. They're going to try and get him the ball. Now, I think Halfley, and they need special attention, because especially Chase, because he's one of the best receivers in the league. But I kind of want to see Halfley mix it up a little more. He didn't have a good game plan against Dallas. I think he was too conservative. He wasn't getting pressure with four. Just got to mix it up. You got to mix some blitzes. You got to play a little man coverage over the top because those guys are so good. I just think Flacco being there 5 or 6 days. The game
it's not even that.
Is going to be
he got there on
so
Wednesday.
Blah. Yeah, on Wednesday. It's going to be so blah because he's going to need help in the huddle formationally and play calling. And, I mean, you can only do so much. You can't have a ton of RPOs. You know, even though Flacco is a veteran.
Oh, and he's seen so many offenses. It's the terminology.
The terminology is different. You can't change it for the quarterback. So guys on the offense are going to have to help him, and I think Halfley will dial it up. I think he was probably embarrassed last week by the game plan and the defense giving up 40, that he's not going to have another stinker like that. So am I worried? Not really. Not really.
I don't want to say what would have to happen for this team for you to feel like you did in the first 2 weeks. I think that ship has sailed, and you can't fix the last 2 weeks, the loss and the tie. The last two games, I should say, because they also had the bye in there. You can't fix that with one game against a team playing a guy that it just got there on Wednesday. But what would have to happen for you to go, okay, coming out of the bye, this team's back heading in the right direction? Because it feels like there have been some in the media that have given up on the Packers being this one of the elite teams in the NFC. I'm not there yet. I think that this team is still one of the best teams. I think they're up there with, well, we saw what happened to Philly last night. So I think they're up there with Detroit, obviously, as one of the best teams in the NFC. But what's got to happen for you to walk away from the Bengals game going, yes, they're on the right track. Now this is something they can build off of going into Arizona, going into Pittsburgh, and then starting to hit the stretch of games in November.
Play like they did the first two games, where they pretty much dominated the whole games. But it's, you know, I'm with Jason. I read off all those stats, offensively and defensively. You know, like a box score, Gabe, when I read it, I read those things and I'm like, that team is 3-1 at worst. And I know what there's a tie in there, which feels more like a loss. But they just have to play like they did the first two games. When you're called upon, because, you know, from a receiver standpoint or whatever, you're only going to get so many shots at the ball. So when you get it, you got to make the most of it. And I think this team is starting to assert that home field dominance that we were so used to in the 90s. That I forget what I predicted this game, but I didn't think it was going to be close. I think I had them 14, 17 points. I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Look, everything that's gone wrong, Gabe, is fixable. It'd be different if it wasn't fixable.
I completely
everything
agree.
Everything is fixable, and Jordan Love, for whatever reason, isn't getting the credit due because his stats are really, really good.
Well, it's because
it's
of the crunch
time.
Just
like two or three plays.
Yeah, it's the crunch time stuff, Chew. It's the reason.
The only thing I'd like to see, Gabe, is kind of getting this running game a little better to where it was last year.
And look, if they hopefully they found something, and I know some of the offensive linemen talked about that heading into the bye, because I think in the second half and overtime it was 13 carries for 70 yards, something like that. It was close to like 5 yards a carry.
For
Josh Jacobs in the second half against the Dallas Cowboys, and if they did find that, I think that unlocks the offense and that kind of opens up things a little bit more. But in terms of Jordan Love not getting the credit, it's 100% the crunch time stuff. The reason why Patrick Mahomes gets every benefit of the doubt is because he has performed in crunch time better than anybody else over the last 5 years and always seemingly makes those plays to win. Whereas in the last two games, I mean, there wasn't really any crunch time the first two games for the Packers. Jordan Love played well and they dominated those games. But when push came to shove, he threw the interception, and in the game against the Browns, where if he doesn't throw that, they win. And he, among others, looked disorganized at the end of the Cowboys game and felt lucky to get the tie. And that's the reason why he's ultimately not getting the credit he probably deserves. But also, we're only four games into this, and if those numbers that you listed off in terms of third down conversion, like those team stats plus his individual stats, if those things continue, like, you know, the offense is going to be just fine, and Jordan Love's going to get the recognition that a lot of people think he deserves.
You just can't have any more stinkers, right? Everyone's had their stinker.
Yeah.
Buffalo, Philadelphia. I'm not going to call, because Denver's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, even though they should have won at home.
Giving up 18 points in
I kind of equate that one to the Dallas game, because Dallas is pretty good.
Yeah, the offense is good.
They're pretty good. So everyone's had their stinker. Just don't have any more. You know?
I mean, I think you could probably afford to have maybe one more. Kind of lay an egg somewhere down the road here.
Yeah.
You mean after of course, you get a couple more wins under your belt.
Yeah.
Like, don't lay the stinker this week.
But this is a stretch where they should win some games here. You know? Should beat Arizona.
Yep.
Who's after?
So the next stretch of four games. Home against the Bengals, at the Cardinals, at the Steelers, home against the Panthers.
I mean, 4-1, certainly doable. I mean, 4-0.
Yeah, and then you have the Eagles game. The Eagles game is after that. So the next stretch of five games.
Follow 3-1. You know? But 4-0 is certainly realistic.
And you go 4-0 in that stretch.
See where you're at after that.
Yeah, if you go 4-0 in that stretch, too, you get back to everybody talking about this team the way we were talking about them after the first 2 weeks. Because then they're sitting there at 6-1-1, and everyone's like, oh, this Packers team is pretty good. Looking for a newer, nicer used vehicle? The Ewald Automotive Group can help increase your purchase power. During their used car rate reduction sales event, shop 600 quality pre-owned vehicles with no money down and no payments until 2026. Interest rates are coming down, so let them try to improve your situation today. It costs nothing other than a few minutes of your time to check them out. Go to ewaldauto.com for locations, inventory, and more. You'll be glad you did. Ewald has always made it easy for me. It's why I have trusted Ewald ever since I moved to Milwaukee 12 years ago. I've got my Ewald Jeep. I'm due for service. Gonna have to book an oil change here soon, and they always take care of me, and they can take care of you too. Go to ewaldauto.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women.
Like, what do we get? I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. Hey, what's the coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer?
Control.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We did this a little bit yesterday. After game three. But now it's time to bust it back out. It's game after game four, heading to game five for the Milwaukee Brewers. Winner takes all, American Family Field, 7:08 is the first pitch. Again, listen to it over on 620 WTMJ. Our Seinfeld scale. How are we feeling? The three levels. Joshy, we begin with.
Yada, yada, yada.
I'm going to eliminate that one from an option. You can't be yada, yada, yada in a go-home game.
We had mentioned even yesterday, even though it was 2-1, and I don't think anybody was necessarily panicked. It's playoff baseball. I don't know if you can ever be yada, yada, yada in any playoff baseball game just because, or any playoff game, period, just because there's stress that goes with that. I think that's fair to eliminate. But our second level is...
You look a little stressed.
Oh, I'm stressed.
And number three.
I'm freaking out! I am freaking out!
Chewy, where are you at?
See, I could be lame and say I'm between the two.
That would be lame.
Lame.
That would be lame. I'm glad you have the self-realization to say that out loud.
Yes, because that's where I'm really at. But if I had to pick two, I'd have to say I'm freaking out. Freaking out.
Why are you freaking out?
You know momentum. Because of momentum. Momentum. I know... That home field advantage in the playoffs because both places you play are extremely electric.
Yep.
But they kind of cancel one another out, you know? They kind of cancel one another out. So, based upon past playoff experiences by Wisconsin sports teams, has to push you in that direction. So, I'm freaking out. But I think it's a good freak out. I mean, I am.
Is there such a thing? Can you have a good freak out?
I think I'm juiced. I mean, I kind of wish the game was tonight.
Oh, I'm with you there.
I wish it was tonight. But I'm okay waiting.
Again,
I'm okay.
Having to sit on this, at least it's not that 8 o'clock start. That extra hour is a killer. Like yesterday, I was just pacing around my house. I was watching the Dodgers-Phillies game, but it's like, come on, let's get this thing rolling. I'm ready for this game to start. But now we've got all day today. And then all day tomorrow, getting you to 7 o'clock tomorrow night. I'm stressed. I think I would say I'm just stressed. I'm not freaking out because I still trust this team and I still trust that they're going to put together a really good plan for this game. Like I'm not freaking out because I don't think that this team's just going to go quietly into the night. That they're just going to wave the white flag. You know what I'm saying? Like it just feels like with this team, it's a little bit different. So I can't quite get to that level of freaking out, but it's stressful. It's 100% stressful. It's a game.
Oh, yeah.
It's game five. It's winner take all. Joshy, where are you at?
I'm freaking out.
That was the calmest anybody has ever said that they were freaking out.
Freak out, yeah. Yeah.
I've had a lot of time to sit in it.
Okay.
Think about it. But yeah, to deny the fact that we've got the devil on one shoulder saying, this is what happens to this team. It's all happening over again.
Yeah.
And then this is a good team on the other side. The devil's winning right now.
Yeah.
Will that change?
I hope so.
By game time? Probably. I'll probably be the utmost confident. But that other side of, oh, here we go again, is ready to take over as soon as things potentially go south. So I'm at freaking out.
So, Joshy, we know you like to watch your football games at home.
Uh-huh.
Where will you watch this one?
At home. I can't be in public for this.
Gabe?
I will likely be at home. I haven't even looked at, let's go ahead and just take a look right now. I got to imagine it is an expensive game to get in.
To be quite frank, actually, I'll probably be on a live stream watching either Joy or...
That's as public as it gets.
Yeah, I just thought about that.
That's even more public. Yeah. You're in the privacy of somewhere, but now you've got a camera on you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right now, standing room only tickets, Chew. So get-in price is $165. For an
standing room only?
Yeah. For an actual seat, one ticket. So it's not even two tickets. One ticket I see in Terrace, 419 is $197. Two tickets together, $226 each.
Wow. Each?
Each.
Holy. All right, big game.
So
I'm watching it at home. I got a birthday party to go to at 5.
Okay.
You'll leave around 6.
Hour and a half.
Wait, who's...
I got to be
How old is this person turning?
Like 50-something.
Yeah, we're throwing birthday parties for a 50-some-year-old? What the hell's going down there in Florida?
You think I want to go?
I know you don't want to go, but my more question is, why are you throwing a birthday party for yourself when you're 50-something?
I have no idea. But I will say this. Angie's as into it as I am.
She doesn't want to go
out at all.
No, the party's fine, but an hour and a half.
Oh, she's into the baseball as much as you are.
She's into the baseball.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she also wants to get out of that party so you guys can go back and watch the game together.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm juiced. All right, let me ask you. We got time. We talked about who you want starting the game or who you think's going to start the game.
Yep.
Brewers up by one, bottom of the ninth. Who do you want on the mound?
Abner. He's the guy they've trusted down the stretch. I'm assuming that McGill, much like last night, is going to be used more often in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
I want Uribe in that spot.
Same. I'm on the same page with him.
Okay. I trust you guys.
I think
the guy I think is pitching the best right now. The guy who I think is pitching the best right now is Patrick.
He's going to be used before the ninth inning.
I know that.
If he's used tomorrow, Chew, it is before we get to the ninth.
Yeah. I think we almost certainly see.
I kind of want Priester in there. I love him.
I would love a bounce back story from Queen.
I love him throwing the football around.
Yeah.
In pregame.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way to actually loosen your arm for pitching, too. A lot of guys do that.
Really?
Yeah, well, they'll throw a football. Mm-hmm. Kind of helps loosen up the shoulder.
Skeens does that.
Yeah, Skeens does it a lot.
Because you know what's horrible? You know what's horrible for a quarterback? Going to batting practice on a Saturday when you haven't done it in years.
Yeah.
And thinking you're not going to be sore for a noon game the next day.
This seems like a very specific... that you're coming up with. This seems like...
Talking about magic?
Yeah. No.
I can't believe Mark Grinnell did that.
No. Took about 60 pitches in BP because he didn't hit enough home runs. Came into the locker room the next day. He's like, oh, my God, I'm so sore.
I bet he threw for 3 touchdowns, though.
He probably did. I know he won.
Yeah, that's all that matters. It's all that matters when he does stuff like that. Just quickly, Josh and Hartland on the Cardinals Talking text line, 800-990-3776. Can we stop with Yelly batting leadoff? They don't score runs, what he does. Bat him second behind Churio if you want, but enough with him at leadoff. I don't have a problem with Christian batting leadoff. Again, it gets him more at-bats. If they start Shota tomorrow, my guess is that you go back to the lineup that we saw games 1 and 2 with a lefty on there and Churio leading off. I'm guessing that's what you see.
He had 2 walks last night.
Right? Yeah. No, Yelly's fine in that spot. I have no problem with Yelly in that spot.
No, I don't either.
I think we get lost a lot in the finer point. Like, we just want our good players to hit the most. I don't really care who's 1, 2, or 3, what order you put them in.
Yeah, it's just, are you in the lineup or not?
Yeah.
This is kind of what it comes down to. Let me tell you about our good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella, just like I have and so many other people here at ESPN Wisconsin. This month, you can score a whole house of new, energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 per month with 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella Windows stopping the draft. So don't wait. Schedule that free. That's right. Free consultation today at PellaWI.com. And when you use Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, make sure you tell them you heard about it from right here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Has any market been as consistent where they only have one team than Wisconsin? We know Chicago hasn't been.
No.
Fridays with Mo.
Yeah, but until you win a championship, you can't really say that. And they've had one champion.
Chewy, we're going to just create an AI. The AI Chewy can just bring up championship. We don't even need championship.
They've had one championship.
What, it's going to be put like a hologram over
and
there?
What?
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Saturn Lounge, your partner for marketing strategy, creative content, and winning campaigns. From websites to video and everything marketing, visit SaturnLounge.com to tell the world your story.
Always love catching up with Craig Karmazin each and every Friday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah?
I would feel better if we were preparing for the Dodgers.
Oh, but, yeah, I think everybody would.
But here's the thing I think about in a decisive game, in baseball specifically. I feel like when you have a series where it's been largely routes, and game three ended up close, right? Yep. Brewers had their chances. But I feel like game five ends up being a really tight game, which I know doesn't take away the stress. Mm-hmm. But in a tight game, a well-pitched game, I think the team who's the more fundamentally sound, who does the little things, finds the way to win. And I feel good about the Brewers being that team.
Yeah, Would you rather have momentum or home field advantage?
I think the home field advantage is the momentum in this series. Like, I don't think there is like some big Cubs momentum right now, because I think we've seen exactly what you said. I feel like the home field advantage has been the momentum in this series.
Who's your guy? Who do you want on the mound? Who do you want to start? And again, it just might be an opener. Could be just going out there for 3 or 6 outs to start the game. Who's your guy that you want to
mound? Who are the choices in your mind?
I think we literally went over just about everybody.
Is it like everyone?
I think everybody other than, I mean, Freddie's going to be unavailable. I would say Gasser is unavailable. But everybody else could be an option.
I don't know that Freddie's unavailable, by the way.
He's unavailable to start.
Right. We saw Freddie come in last year against the Cubs in that decisive game.
Yes. So I think Freddie could throw an inning if you want out of the bullpen in game five.
Some kind of high leverage inning, you know, late. But I don't think he will, but I think he's proven he can be available.
Yes. But I would say he is, of the 12 pitchers they have, I think the only ones you can say are not an option to open the game are Freddie and Gasser.
I think
the other 10 you could make a case for.
I feel like there's one clear answer here, but I can totally accept if you think I'm wrong on this, but I think every single game has started bad for Brewers pitching, right?
They have given up a home run in every inning. That is correct.
In every first inning,
yes.
So to me, the moment seems like it's part of it, right? That can't be random, right? Or it could be random, but it's highly unlikely that it's random. So to me, I'd want the guy who's been there the most, who has the most experience, who also has looked good in this series, who's also pitched well even against the Brewers and grinded through. I think I go Quintana.
Okay, so Quintana's your guy.
Yes.
To start game one.
Yes.
Or excuse me, start game five. I can get behind that. I also think that
he's a starter also. Yeah. There's something to guys who are in a position that they're used to, that they're comfortable in, that they expect to be in, right? Like, so who else? I feel like he's head and shoulders above anyone else, unless you're just saying, hey, it's a bullpen game. But again, bullpen guys might be more comfortable coming out of the bullpen. So even if it is a bullpen game, why not start with a guy who's used to starting and try to get 2 innings out of Quintana?
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, you're no matter who you start, I'm guessing the most you get out of them is, I mean, if Quintana's dealing, maybe you push him for four before you turn it over to the bullpen. But I guess kind of to that, Chad Patrick's also looked really good.
Chad Patrick's looked
typically
the best.
Is typically a starter. I think you can throw him out there to get six outs to start the game. And then if you want to go Quintana, if you want to go Miz, whatever you want to do after that, I think Chad Patrick is on my short list.
He's been dominant. I was thinking of him as right now a high leverage inning guy, but maybe the way this series has gone,
the first inning is
the high leverage because you don't want to get behind as the Brewers have in every game, early.
Yeah, you just know, hey, you're only going to be out there for six outs, so you can go out there and you can still just kind of give everything you've got to try to get those first two innings behind you, and then we turn it over to the bullpen.
Yeah, I don't, like, last night, I don't feel like Chewy, there's, like, a carryover of that. Like, I don't think, like, oh, they lost 6-0, so now they're, they have no chance on Saturday. Like, I feel good about it, but as a Brewers fan, you've had so much disappointment in the postseason, but my point is, like, every team who's been in the postseason has that much disappointment. The Brewers are just waiting for their big moment, which I think happens on Saturday.
Do you want to see the Miz?
I don't want to see him start.
Because it's just too risky to start him, right?
I think
in terms of getting out there throwing strikes.
I would be comfortable with Miz in there. Obviously, you're looking at potential of three batters, with the rules now. I think I do feel comfortable. I gave some thought to it last night, and if it was on the road, I might not. At home, I do, and I don't know if he even gets too fired up at home, but I do feel comfortable having seen what we saw in game 2.
Well, especially if you go Quintana first and then Miz, it's just such a different look for hitters.
Yes. Because wait, Chewy, are you afraid of Miz, or would you go with Miz?
He wants to start Miz.
I'd start him.
Have him go 9?
Angels in the outfield, love, have him go 156 pitches?
Well, I mean, last game when he came out, he probably could have kept going.
Yeah, but I think they kind of, we got our 3 innings out of him.
But they could have said that after 1 or 2 or 3. Yeah. Like, they could have gone a 4th.
Yeah. But also, it was just kind of at a point in the ballgame where you can just start a clean inning, and it's easier with, especially when you're asking all of these guys who aren't typically relievers, you'd like to start them with clean innings if you can.
Yeah.
So, Gabe, is there a little worry about putting Priester out there or no?
I think there would have to be a little bit.
And you're saying as a reliever or as a starter?
Yeah, out of the bullpen.
I would have a little concern, but I would have him ready. And I think at home is different, and people have a bad game. I think you got to have confidence in him. You can't, burn him because of one bad inning.
And I don't think Murphy is going to.
Yeah, and Priester was so good this year and
correct.
So consistent.
Yeah.
I don't think they just, figured him out and he's done. But,
well, no,
Chewy,
he just,
you know
he
better,
throw strikes.
About confidence and how that works.
Well, I mean, the playoffs are a different beast. I know it's at home, but still, I mean, elimination game. I mean, he's young. He's a rookie, right?
So then, Chewy.
And rookies are a little...
Yeah, Priester's a rookie, correct.
So, Chewy, are you then saying that you think the Brewers should be trying to figure out 3 or 4 pitchers who can get them 9 innings rather than 7 pitchers? Because the model has been more like 7 pitchers to get you 9 innings. But if you're saying in an elimination game, each guy who comes in, you're getting a new risk that guy's feeling the pressure, as opposed to finding 3 or 4 guys who actually aren't feeling the pressure or feel it in a positive way.
I'm just saying I like my veterans pitching towards the end of the game. That's the only reason I'm like Quintana. Yeah, I don't have a problem starting him, but do I want him in the 5th or 6th?
But probably. But Chewy, to Craig's point earlier, the first inning's been the tough inning. That has been the highest leverage inning for the Brewers in this series.
I know.
And I feel like if they get through the
what
first
inning. What about Ash? Is Ashby?
Oh, yeah.
Had enough rest? He's had enough rest.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll
about
be
Ashby?
Fine. Yeah. Yeah. Ashby is certainly I would be shocked if Ashby does not appear in game 5 at least for a little bit.
Yeah. And Priester's not considered a rookie based on his years with the Pirates. I didn't know if he had enough innings or whatever, So Priester not considered
still
a rookie.
Young.
What? Yeah, but young. I'm saying
the
guy
still young.
Before this year, he had started 15 total games between the Pirates and the Red Sox. So
Yeah.
I mean, but Chewy, that, I love how Chewy's like, you need your veterans, you need your veterans. Let's start Miz. I mean, how?
No, I don't want
those two things. Oh, the beginning of the game's easy. It's just the end of the game, you're saying?
The beginning of the game when everybody's amped up on their feet, being the loudest they possibly
and
can
Miz
be.
And Miz is throwing 107.
There's no idea where it's going.
It goes. It breaks Contreras' hand, and Contreras is out for the rest of the postseason because his fingers are already messed up because Contreras is throwing because Miz is throwing so hard. I mean, who's the guy who you trust in the like right now? Mm-hmm. Like, because coming into this postseason, I may have said my guy in a big spot was going to be Bryce Terang.
Okay,
and there's been some struggles.
Yeah, he struggled against the lefties, certainly.
Yeah.
So who's the guy I trust the most in the lineup?
Yep.
It's
Churio.
It's still Christian.
He's hot.
Yeah, but Churio. Yeah, Churio I think is a good option. But I mean, Churio.
Vaughn?
Yeah, I think
you trust Vaughn in a big spot right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know
you trust
going
Contreras
to put
in a big spot.
Yeah, and the reason why it's to me those three over Churio. Because Churio's hot, and he rises to the occasion, but they brought in the reliever to face him yesterday who just knew, hey, if I throw this guy a fastball, he's going to swing. And he jammed him and popped him up, and that was it. With Vaughn, with Yelly, with Contreras, I know they're going to put together a good at-bat and get some good
swings. I feel like
off.
Those four guys are all having great at-bats right now.
Yeah.
So you start with a lineup this deep in a series where four guys are hot. That's a good thing. And then, to me, what we've seen is like, the Terangs, the Durbins, like they can be struggling and they're going to like in a big moment pull something out. And even if they haven't in the series to this point, I still have confidence in them.
Are you going to the game? What are your plans for the game?
I'm going to the game. I don't know my plans for the game.
Your plans are you're going to the game.
Yes, but I don't know like where I'm sitting, who I'm sitting with, where I'm going to be, what I'm going to do.
You just know that you're going.
Yes, I know Harper and I will go to the game. Okay. I don't know where we will go.
Oh, I feel great about that because, again, when you and Harper go, the record's really good.
Yeah, I mean, at least a 70% winning clip this year. It is, we've talked about it. Like, you want so bad to feel the anxiousness of postseason baseball. Mm-hmm. And then an elimination game in postseason baseball, there is nothing like it. Every single pitch. And I think it's actually like now with the pitch clock and everything, like the games move. Like, Chewy, remember those Yankees Red Sox games would be like 4 hours and 40 minutes?
And it's forever. 2-1.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It'd be like 2-1 in the seventh inning and it'd be like 3 hours in.
And it's midnight on the East Coast.
Yeah. I mean,
but it's so good. It's so good. Like that Phillies Dodgers game.
Yes.
I wish I had a split screen on there because that.
And thankfully,
it's just good.
Thankfully, that series is over so we could actually have the Brewers playing earlier. Like, I don't know why we couldn't have the Brewers playing before the Dodgers. You would think Los Angeles people could stay up later than Midwestern people, but I guess not. But
not
now
only
that series is
not
out of
only
the way.
That,
yeah.
If you looked at their stadium at the beginning of the game, it was empty.
Yep.
There was no one there.
From my understanding, there can be for traffic from time to time in Los Angeles, and when you're playing at that time, it can be tough to get to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, which a lot of reasons why it could have worked to flip it, but I like that the Brewers have the night to themselves.
Yep.
And Brewers-Cubs, you know, Craig Counsell will, I assume, hear some things from the crowd. Like, it's just, it reminds me of how when the Yankees would play the Red Sox, it's like, all right, like, we just can't lose this series. Like, this is like one of those series that now, as a Brewers fan, it's like, okay, I know we've had bad series. I know. But this one we need. This one means more.
Do they pull it off?
Of course they do. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the better fundamental team. The Cubs are the better hitting team. The Brewers, to me, are a significantly deeper pitching team. The Brewers are at home. The Brewers have four of the hottest bats in the series, and the Brewers are the better base running team. The Brewers are the better fielding team, and to me, the fundamentals pull it out. I think the Brewers end up winning like by two runs. I think the Cubs have another error, but I think it's like one of those like 5-3 type of games.
All right, enjoy the game tomorrow night.
I think it's Brewers up by one going into the ninth, and it's going to be awesome.
And Devin Williams will not be coming into the game.
Enjoy the game tomorrow night,
Craig. Yeah, how's he doing for you Yankees?
You too, guys. Well, we'll talk about that another time. Thanks, guys.
Fellas, listen up. If you're getting ready to take that next step in life and propose, the Jewelry Center, it's got to be the first stop. Whether it's naturally mined diamonds, lab-grown diamonds, the team at the Jewelry Center always going to point you in the right direction. And if you have an idea of what you want that ring to look like, check out the inventory. Go to Brookfield, Greenfield, or in Burlington. ShopTJC.com. You can browse yourself. If you don't have an idea, how about this? Go ahead and take a look at our Pinterest page. Bring it in. And what separates the Jewelry Center is the helpful team that Dean, the Dancing Machine, has put together. They're always going to point you in the right direction and guide you through the process. Learn more about their engagement ring selection and other services. Shop TJC.com or stop in today. Any one of their three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it. He said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Chewy, earlier today you said, I wish this game was tonight. I'm right there with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can just sit here with these nerves. I'm just, and again, it's just anxious nerves of any playoff baseball game that's an elimination game. I'm with Craig. I think they find a way to get it done tomorrow night, and I am anxious and excited to watch that game tomorrow night. But man, this is a long time to sit with this. This is a long time to be sitting with these nerves before the game. Like when you
is this different? Do you feel different though when as opposed to when they lost to the Mets at the end of the game? I just feel different.
How so?
I don't think they're going to lose.
Okay, with that, it was they lost game one, they won game two, and then we had game three right away. Right, game three was that day.
Yeah.
How did you deal with nerves when you were a player going into a postseason game? Because you guys would have a week between games.
How did I deal? You just, they always tell us not to play the game before the game gets to you.
Okay.
Which is hard to do. You just have to kind of stay distracted because you burn up so much nervous energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's that way for everyone. It's probably in baseball. It's probably more so the pitcher. Like, do you think right now the pitcher who's starting tomorrow night knows that he's starting?
I think so.
They know who it is?
I think so.
Murph said, hey, you got the...
I think Murph...
I don't know if I'd tell him, though, Gabe. I don't think I would. I wouldn't tell him because... And I played in games. I remember...
What if it's Quintana? Would you tell Quintana because he's the veteran?
Yeah, I would probably tell him. I would probably tell him. But I remember the difference when I had Keith for Super Bowl 31. You know, I knew I wasn't really going to get tired. And then Super Bowl 32 comes around, and I've got no Keith. And I just remember I was kind of tired at the start of the game because of that nervous energy. So you kind of have to, corral that. You know,
you played pretty well in the first half of that game even though you were a little tired. Played pretty well. That's all I'm saying. First half treated our guy pretty well.
I was on track maybe to go to Disney, and then reality set in.
It's perfect. Absolutely perfect. It's going to be fun. No matter what, it's going to be fun.
I can't wait.
I cannot wait. If you're going to the game, you got to bring that energy. I know Craig said he's going to the game. He's going to be bringing that energy for that game tomorrow night. Again, feel those nerves today. Dump the bucket. Get it all out. We got to get behind this team tomorrow at 7:08 and bring home game 5. Will the Atoush coming up next.
Delays continue on 894 northbound, technically because of a broken down vehicle blocking the left lane just north of the Hale interchange. So it's going to be affecting your ride coming up.